typical condominium or cabin is going to use how many gallons of water per hour? Okay, the 2 to 3 bedrooms above the garage and stuff like that, they're going to use so many gallons per hour. And what happens when you come here on a Sunday night or something like that, and everybody goes to dinner, and they all come home, and they all shower together, you know, at the same time, usually. Or they're all cooking dinner at the same time. Or they're doing what? The water use is going to go up. I don't think that's going to properly handle it, because we've been in a situation where Greg's valiantly taking care of our water system for the whole subdivision. So we've been in contact with the DNR. We know how much water it takes and stuff like that. We know how much pressure tanks that have to go in. We know how much the storage capacities go in. And I don't believe, you know, by the time you get through, that they're going to build a water system as up to date as our water system is, where we have, you know, a 21,000-gallon storage tank. We have so many pressure vessels for so many houses, and then we have so many people. But we're serving like 13 houses over here. Well, if they're putting in 8 or 10 cabins or whatever, and they're coming close to that, I don't think they're going to make it. I just don't think the capacity is going to be enough at peak demand. And if you're at peak demand, doesn't that kind of wash out your 20-gallon or 30-gallon minute letter that comes from a paid attorney, you know, or a hydrologist? Ask the DNR. We've been through that with the DNR many, many times. So safety concerned, water consumption, everything else, and a lot of the neighbors are considered with the noise. No, they're not running 10-room conventions and stuff like that. But if you get 4 people all in a row that know each other, that are partiers of Lake of the Ozark, you know, they said, stay away from Lake of the Ozark, COVID-19. Did that stop them?
Yeah.
Not really.
Okay.
So
you're at your final.
I'm done.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. Hey, anybody else tonight?
Name is Kenneth Coleman.
I own that 50 acres right there across the road.
Okay.
All right. He didn't mention my house, and when he was doing his presentation, it looks right in the front door. I'm going to address a couple things. The deeding, and tonight we've all been hearing condominium. In their original project summary, the word condo or condominium was conspicuously left out. Told about the deeding, I brought up the condo style thing because I'm very familiar with that type of deeding. Have dealt with it a good bit. And I was the one initially mentioned the word timeshare, because in Taney County, most of deeding like that is timeshare. That's the way it's done. Also have dealt with developer-controlled HOAs. It's a nightmare. Whoever the individual, we don't know who the owner's going to be. That's never been brought up, but the owners really have no say when the developer controls most of the vote. So we don't know where that's going. And that was just a thing, is wondering why a nightly rental would require a condo type deal. Question I have is, if it's a nightly rental and we're going to sell these individual 15 cabins to somebody else, then who is applying for the nightly rentals? All 15 of those individual owners, are they going to be individual businesses and the management company is going to run it? Is it going to require a separate business license for each condo to do nightly rentals? Not familiar with all that. That's y'all's area of expertise, but it's just a question we have in this type of deeding. Is it going to be one owner or is it going to be 52 owners, one for every week of the year? Not addressed here anywhere. That's timeshare, you know. That's the question we all had about the deeding. Yes, I know it's a legitimate way of deeding, but some of the facts and things that were left out is what raised questions in our mind about the way of deeding. Most nightly rentals, which my family owned a motel here in town for 40-something years, pretty much We didn't have to have an HOA. We rented rooms by the night, you know. But now we go to the water. The figures here on this, they based the water supply at 120 gallons per day per bedroom. That's a parameter used in engineering, more commonly used in calculating sewer capacity. And it's the difference between a three-bedroom house and a five-bedroom house. You add another 120 gallons per bedroom. That does not really apply when you have individual cabins rented out with an occupancy, which was set forward in the staff recommendations, would be four people per unit. These 15 cabins, every one of them has a kitchen in it. That common sense tells you that's going to use more water than an extra bedroom in a house is. Looking at the standards for non-community public water supplies by the DNR, their guidelines state that when you're talking about vacation cottages and stuff like that, which I would assume this would fit the thing of vacation cottage, that you calculate 50 gallons of water per day per occupant. Four people occupy, we've got a four-person occupancy, which has two per dwelling plus two per bedroom, and it comes out to 200 gallons of water a day versus the 120. If you plug in that figure in there, the 30-gallon per minute well will not fit that. There is no, it takes more than that. Now, the DNR letter that talks about the 30-gallon, that does not say it's sufficient for this resort. All it says is that well will produce that much water. He never said that was sufficient for this project. The only person that said that is the engineer. And if it's based on these calculations, it does not take into consideration, and I'm sure he's fixing to tear me up here in a minute. But
you got 20 more seconds.
Yeah, but all right. But anyway, once upon a time I was a civil engineer, so we'll leave it at that.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else for or against?
My name is Wayne Diebold. I own Rosedale Engineering Company in Branch, Missouri. I have been I've been an engineer for 37 years, lived here for 37 years, and I've been licensed for 33 years, I forget. As far as in regards to the water, to start with, the numbers came from DNR as far as we were talking about where the 30 gallons per minute came from. Well, yes, because if you read the letter from DNR, from Yvonne Franklin, dated March 23rd, 2020, did site inspection. There is a report on well search site survey. And in the well site survey on the back, it states, the inn has six single bedroom units and three bedroom units. Planning to add an estimated 20 single bed cabins on their property in the nearby future. Each cabin will have one bathroom, one kitchenette. There are several residential homes located within 1 mile radius that have private domestic well and septic systems. So this is DNR's, not Wayne Diebold, DNR's first letter from when the lady went out and did the site inspection, sited the well, checked to see how far away septic tanks are and all those type of things, which is in this letter. The second letter from DNR, from the Water Resources Program, which is used to be called the DGLS, which is in Rolla, they're the ones that set well and casing depth based on the site survey and the information given to them by the local Southwest Regional Office in Springfield. In that letter from Morgan Stockman, geologist, DNR, and believe me, I've seen, in 37 years, I've seen more than these I can count. They've also designed more wells than I can count. The They actually had two well sites. They picked one, and they had an alternate site, which was a few hundred, not even a few hundred feet. I think it was 50 foot away, and they had two sites. They had an alternate site because one of the septic systems in an area was a little within the 300 foot radius that they like to keep. So they picked another site, which what that does is reduces your casing depth they require if you want to go to that alternate site. If you want to keep the other site, then your casing depths. I think in this case, the first site had 285 foot of casing they were going to require. And if you move the alternate site, well, then you could go with 263 feet of casing because you were a little further away from the one septic tank that was there. But in this letter, both of them, for either site, 700 to 700 foot deep wells into the Ribidoux Formation should furnish approximately 30 gallons per minute. That was also not Wayne Diebold's number, that was DNR's number based on the information they've been given as to what well needed to go into this site. As far as my numbers, the numbers we were given was that basically for this type of development, you have 60 gallons per person per day, assuming two people per unit. Now, if there were more than that, obviously, you'd have a little more use. But the DNR also requires in these calculations that you saw for this type, when you're calculating these developments, or the flow, for a peak hourly demand, you have to be 10 times the required amount. So it's not just, oh, here's enough water. It's you calculate the flow, and if you read in the letter the last line of the calculations, that the peak hourly demand is based on the 120 gallons per hour times 10, that's 10 times what you're actually expecting on an average, and that's built in because of the peaking factor. The other factor about the well and having enough water is if you're going to go out there and poke a 750-foot hole in the ground, you're not going to walk away without having enough water, because what happens if Lefty Evans, anybody around here, drills a well, normally what happens is you get down about 700, 750 foot, or if you get down close to the depth that they tell you you're going to get this much water, you end up with as much or more water than what DNR tells you, because they're usually pretty conservative about their numbers. And many times they'll get down to that depth, they're not even get to that depth, and have more water than what you expected. And then the question is, well, do you stop or going down, which is a question really for the owner. Do you want to spend the money? You know, that's more of a... And plus, if you get down 750 feet, and if you think you do want more water, you simply go a little deeper, which is not a problem with DNR. You just verify that you went, deeper and got more water. You have more water available. You're still only going to put a pump in that well big enough to supply the water that you need. So the water issue here about whether these calculations or is this enough water, based on what DNR said, my experience, yeah, it's enough water based on what they were planning on doing. If you were planning on having a few more people, would you need some more water? You may. The other thing you also can make up for as far as your well, and just like the gentleman was talking about, to have a storage tank. Well, that's also another way to make up if your well's not making as much, maybe you don't want to go drill a deeper well, do something with your well, and you need more water. Well, then you can put up a storage tank. Put up a storage tank. Now you've got plenty of storage. You don't have to pump as much water under, peak conditions. And you put in some high surface pumps and pressure tanks, and you pump the water out in the system at 100 gallons per minute with high surface pumps with 6, 7, 8 pressure tanks sitting over here in the building. And now you only have to worry about pumping enough water to meet, a day's demand. And the wells at a minimum are rated for at least two times your daily demand at a minimum. But in this case, this one was rated for 10 times because they originally not planned on doing the storage because you'd have enough water. But you could also do it the other way. Having enough water for this development, even if you doubled the amount, it's not a problem. This is a small well compared to many I've done. So that's not an issue. Anybody have a question?
Can I ask one question, Mr. Diebold? If these were, if I heard correctly, you're saying that these numbers came from DNR and it's based on the information they were given. So if they made the assumption this is residential and we find out that it's commercial, it's like hotel rooms as opposed to 15 bedrooms as a 15 hotel rooms. How much does that number even change?
Generally, if you're talking about you have higher water